Hello and good morning. This is Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan, here to give you your daily dose of market updates. Today is Monday, December 30th, and here's what you need to know before the trading bell rings. The Sensex and Nifty 50 are expected to open on a muted note today, as GIFT Nifty is trading at a slight discount of 11.50 points. This follows a strong finish to the last trading week of the year, where both benchmark indices gained around 1%. On Friday, the Sensex and Nifty 50 posted minor gains of 0.3% each, closing at 78,699 and 23,813 respectively, riding on positive momentum from global markets. As we approach the last two trading days of 2024, expect market volatility to remain high due to thin trading volumes and the holiday season. Adding to the cautious sentiment is the upcoming swearing-in of the US Republican Party, which may keep some investors on the sidelines. On the technical front, analysts suggest a slight positive short-term trend for the Nifty. However, the index may face stiff resistance at 24,000 to 24,200 levels, which could act as a sell-on-rise zone. On the downside, immediate support is pegged at 23,650. Meanwhile, the rupee's continued slide to record lows remains a key concern for market participants, adding a layer of uncertainty to today's trading. Now moving on to global markets. In the US, Wall Street indices ended Friday's session with losses due to tech sell-offs. The Dow Jones S&P 500 and Nasdaq slipped between 0.8% to 1.5%. However, they all managed weekly gains of 0.4% to 0.8%. Asia-Pacific markets also struggled in early trade on the penultimate trading day of the year. South Korea's KOSPI dipped 0.3% and the KOSDAQ slid 0.4%, weighed down by political unrest and sluggish industrial data. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 dropped 0.8%, while the Topix declined 0.3%, even as factory activity contracted at a slower pace in December. Australia's S&P ASX 200 also edged 0.4% lower. Bucking the trend, however, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index gained 0.2%. Moving on, let's have a look at stocks in focus today. All eyes will be on JSW Energy as it announced its biggest acquisition ever, the purchase of O2 Power, a renewable energy platform for ₹12,468 crore. This strategic move is set to boost JSW Energy's generation capacity by 23%, going from 20,012 megawatt to an impressive 24,708 megawatt. Aside from that, IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals will also be in focus as the company announced a 1-for-5 stock split. Meanwhile, a slew of market debuts are also lined up for the day. Shares of Ventiv Hospitality, Senoris Pharma and Curaro India will list on the bourses today, following their healthy subscription numbers in the primary market. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we are joined by Rohit Agarwal of Kotak Mahindra Life Insurance, who will share his outlook on the market's trajectory for 2025.
We believe that the markets in 2025 are likely to be a challenging one. The reasons are, if you look at the Indian GDP itself, that has started to slow down. Of course, by slow down, we do not mean that we are going to grow at 4-5%. But from the expectation of 7-8%, we have come down to an expectation of somewhere between 6-7% kind of growth. That obviously has led to earnings slowdown, and the first time after COVID where earnings are missing expectations of the market. At the same time, obviously, the Indian markets are not cheap. Hence, 2025 is likely to be a challenging year for the markets. At the same time, we also have the emerging market to the developed market trade going on, which means people are taking money away from emerging markets and putting it in developed markets. In that context, we 2025 is likely to be a challenging year. So we do not expect great returns, positive returns from the market in 2025. It will be dependent upon what happens during the budget or how the economy pans out. The sectors which are likely to do well in 2025 can be divided into two parts, where we believe that in the first part of 2025, the IT sector is likely to do better than the banking sector. The reasons being that for banking, there are a few headwinds, which are in the form of slowing GDP growth, slowing earnings. At the same time, given that there is likely to be slowdown in lending in the segments where the banks make the most amount of money, which is MFI, credit card, unsecured personal loan, this will also impact their margins. At the same time, there is likely to be inch up in asset quality, which is not going to be alarming, but more like mean reversion. All this will mean that the banking pre-provision operating profit is not likely to see a lot of growth. In that backdrop, banking in the initial half of 2025 is likely to see challenging returns. On the other hand, there is some rebound which is happening in the activity in the developed markets due to some rate cuts or expectation of rate cuts, and hence IT is likely to do well in the first half. Later on, we also expect cap goods to make a recovery simply because the slowdown in capex, which was election related, that should fade away, and the expenditure by the government should pick up going ahead. As and when expenditure picks up, with a lag of one or two quarters, the markets will start again rewarding the capital goods sector. So that's our view for 25 for the sectors. A trend reversal in the market will likely happen either when the market is very happy with the budget, where the market has started to expect some kind of tax rate cuts to boost consumption, which will likely give a fillip to the economy, which has started to slow down. Apart from that, the other boosters to the market will obviously be earnings, which is again linked with all of these factors. When the EM to DM trade stops, or when we believe or the market believes that the DM market itself is now pretty expensive and money stops flowing away from emerging markets to developed markets, the markets could see a turnaround. There is very heightened expectation in the US that after Trump takes over, there is going to be corporate tax rate cut, and of course there is going to be tariff hike. All of this has led to a lot of money flowing back to the emerging markets to the developed markets. These are the ones which we will look for a turn in the market. Of course, we have seen that there has been a lot of FII selling in the markets since the end of September of this year. Well, that is not the only risk in the markets, because we have to always remember the golden rule that the markets are slave to earnings. In the same time, what has also happened is that the Indian markets has started to disappoint on earnings. So the money that has flown out, even though it is due to FII selling, where they are selling some emerging markets and buying developed markets, it is also to do somewhere with some kind of earnings being missed. Hence, the risk to the markets, the most important risk to the markets always are earnings. Currently, the market estimates that the earnings on, say, the Nifty will grow at mid-teens for the next 2 to 3 years. If those earnings are missed, then that is a risk to the markets again, because we believe that FII or DII, whatever buy or sell it is eventually a slave to earnings. If earnings come and FIs are still selling, the markets will become pretty cheap, and at some point, somebody will pull the trigger and buy the markets. On the reverse side, if money is flowing in, but earnings are not coming, at some point, it will give in and somebody will pull the trigger to take money out. Hence, the biggest risk to the markets in all time frames is earnings and not FII buying or selling.
That's it for today's Market Minutes. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates and have a great trading day. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time.